they're good. Said they've played together for a while and they know where to find each other, and yeah, they play both ends of the rink. It's, you know, they've played on Olympic teams, World Cup teams, and every time you look up and Canada's winning, usually Marchand or Bergeron had something to do with it. So they've done it for a long time. Good players.
Yeah, I know you lost 6-2, but how did you think your team played?
I mean, we lost 6-2, so it doesn't matter how we feel, how we played. You know, wake up in the morning and somebody's going to look at the score and say Tampa's down 1-0. So is there stuff that we can build off this team? No question. But they got six, and in the end, we have to raise the level of our game to get back in the series.
John, some of those goals, all of those goals, is it coverage issues in the defensive zone? I mean, like, Johnson loses Marchand, he gets a deflection.
Well, you're answering your own question.
But, I mean, was that the issue all night defensively? Because they didn't get a ton of chances.
No, they didn't. They scored in pretty much everyone they had. That's it. So, and you can't pin it on the goaltender, for me. The first one is kind of seeing a single that hit, how many bodies on the way in. But again, they'd been in their end for quite a bit. They'd come down and I think it hit McDonough and he was hurt, so we didn't recover, but we just played it poorly. The end of a power play, and it's a good shot by Nash. You know, the next one, Marchand, that's, again, comes down to coverage, and I don't know if it was a coverage. It was, we have to raise the battle level in the off and defensive zone, and for all the battle level we had in the offensive zone, if we turn that in the defensive zone for some of those plays, maybe they don't go in. So I think that was a little bit what was frustrating for the guys, is, you know, spending the amount of time they did in the offensive zone not being rewarded, and the Bruins were rewarded for just coming down and making a play. But that's what that line does. They make plays. And right when you think you might have them, and they can burn you. That's what they did to us tonight.
So that is your preferred matchup, obviously, because that's the matchup you want. Will you just challenge them to be better
next
game, or will you look to change things up?
You've watched us all year. I don't point his line's going to, it's got a dash five in front, but he wasn't. Ken, I don't even think I consider him one of those goals and point to him on that. He was, one of them was a bad change. They got hung out to dry, and it was just some tough coverage moments where I think everything they shot went in. And they were opportunistic, but that's how you win games. You're not going to, some games you're going to get a little bit of the line share of the zone time and lose, and vice versa. But good on them to come in here in game one after a tough seven-game series and pull one of them out. I mean, that's what they probably were hoping to do. And now they're playing with the house money, put a little bit of pressure on us here at home. But it's it's a series, so it's not a one game and you're out. Just learn from what happened tonight, build on the good thing, and move on.
It's hard to compare one playoff game grouping of regular season games. The coverage issues tonight you saw similar to some of the coverage issues you guys had the second half of the season going?
Coverage issues, I don't even know if they had 10 scoring chances in the game. I mean, if you're going to tell me we're going to hold, Boston to as many shot attempts as we had shots on goal, I would have taken our chances. So, everybody breaks down at some point in some situation. Sometime it hit a post, somebody might miss the net, somebody might get a huge shot block, somebody might get a huge save. At those times when we broke down, none of those things happened for us. Just the game.
Talk about being opportunistic on their part. Would you like to see your chances finish off more often? Because especially the top line, Stamkos line had a lot of chances early.
Yeah, and so you can't, If the guys are getting chances, that means they're putting themselves in the right position. They're working hard to get the chances, and they're getting the chances. A lot of times they finish them, and sometimes they don't. But when you look at the big picture and say, okay, you know, I put myself in a pretty good position here. I did something really well here. They're doing it. And the puck just didn't happen to go in the net. That happens. That's the game. So they just got to build up what they were doing well and keep going forward.
Thank you. 11 a.m. for the Lightning and Brandon tomorrow. JC?
Thank you.